Much like the hearing 3 weeks ago, opponents turned out to voice their opposition. They returned with the same message.
Do something for us!
Enough is enough!
Do something for us!
Enough!
The concern centers around tax increment financing, or TIF, where the city sells bonds on behalf of the developer to pay for public infrastructure related to the project. The TIF, valued at $107 million, would pay for surrounding streets, transit piers, a bridge connecting to the peninsula from Central Avenue, and several parks. There is also funding for the expansion of the Crossroads School. That raised concerns for the Greater Baltimore Committee. Councilman Carl Stokes, chairman of the Taxation, Finance, and Economic Development Committee, read a letter issued by the GBC's executive committee.
Although the GBC supports the importance of education and the quality of school facilities, it seems inappropriate to use TIF proceeds to fund the construction of a new charter school in the Harbor Point community.
The GBC, in the letter, is calling for the TIF to be reduced to just under $34 million to get phase one of construction started. Stokes, in the beginning of the work session, criticized the proposals, saying they're being forced to move forward faster than they should, noting that the committee received a new analysis on the TIF only hours earlier. Stokes also took issue with a city finance board meeting where the proposal was approved behind closed doors.
The chairman believes, frankly, that just the fact that they held closed doors meetings that were later deemed illegal is enough to send the whole package back to the Baltimore Development Corporation.
Stokes referred to a ruling made by the State Open Meetings Compliance Board late last month. Towards the end of the meeting, many of the protesters had left. A motion was made by Council Vice President Ed Reisinger, a committee member, to move the bills to the full council for consideration, which did not sit well with Stokes.
You guys can do what you want. I adjourn the meeting.
That sent the proceedings into a few minutes of chaos, with City Council President Jack Young trying to maintain order.
The meeting is not adjourned. It's an open motion.
There's an open motion on the floor, and we're going to carry this motion through. Bill, you can sit in the chair.
He's a nice chair.
Bill.
At that moment, a number of clarifications were made by Hillary Rooley of the Law Department. Councilman Bill Henry, the committee's vice chair, took over. Harbor Point developer Michael Beatty said after the vote, the process is challenging, adding no matter what deal is struck, everyone will not be happy.
I do think that time will show that this project is a fantastic project for the city. I think there was a lot of people that were against the Inner Harbor when it was first done and thought it was a disaster and a bad deal, and it turned out to be a good one.
Kim Trueheart, a citizen activist, is one of the unhappy people who saw the TIF move out of committee. She says the deal stinks.
It stinks because we have an opportunity in this city to do development that is equitable, that benefits everybody, and we blew it.
A preliminary vote could come on Monday. It is also possible that a final vote could take place as well. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.